Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Is unemployment getting you down in this economy? So many people are unemployed and the rates of depression are rising. And, you know, none of us really know what to do when this strikes, when it happens. Well, my guest is Ronald Henderson. He's a registered nurse and the author of How to Cope with Unemployment, Find a Job in Any Economy, and Save Money. So, Ronald, tell us how to cope with unemployment, find a job, and save money.
Okay. Well, first of all, when you become unemployed, you become fearful and afraid of the unknown. And the longer you are unemployed, the more you become depressed and sometimes to the point where you'll find that you're unable to function as you normally would. You actually lose a part of yourself when you become unemployed. And your love relationships and your relationship with your family may change because of your inability to provide for yourself and your family. I never will forget how isolated I felt being unemployed. And the isolation and fear could lead to increased blood pressure and increased stress levels. And that continued increased stress levels will affect you physiologically. I know what you are feeling. And even sometimes you might start to ascribe really different things to your own personality that are not true. You become ashamed because you're unable to change your destiny. The thing you must do is if you are to the point where you cannot function normally, you might need to get professional help. And in that case, you and or your family member should steer you to get professional help at a hospital. Or a clinic where they deal with those issues of depression.
Well, now, Ronald, because I'm an exercise physiologist, I understand that the effect of stress physiologically on the human body can be devastating. So not only are you then unemployed, worrying about money and jobs, but you can actually be making yourself literally sick.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Melanie. You could be making yourself sick to the point where you just can't function. And we have many examples of people doing irrational things because they are unemployed and they don't know what to do.
Well, and also, because people can make themselves sick, and then that completes the vicious cycle because then your blood pressure is high or, as you say, you can't function. So give us some working things. What can people do right now to sort of cope with that? Give us some working ways that they can do that or even some great tips on how to find a job in this economy.
Okay. Well, you must reach out for help. Nobody knows you better than you know yourself, and you must reach out for help and reach out to the professionals to help you. You can also continue a relationship with a relative or a confidant. And you should have an ongoing dialogue with that person who knows you. And you should also go out and socialize. You have to get into the game. You have to socialize. You have to go to the library. You have to continue to be in the game.
Well, and I think that one of the pitfalls that people do is, as you say, go out and socialize, is taking refuge in their homes, in their caves, and really just doing that. And I like that you say you have to talk to people. What about the people that just sit there and beat themselves up every single day? Do you feel that there are ways like writing stuff down, or exercise, or certain meditations, anything like that that you can do that will really help you release some of that tension and get out into the world?
Most definitely, Melanie. And you should do all of that. You should network with family and friends. And that's going to help you actually reach your goal of obtaining a job. You network with family and friends. You get a newspaper every day. You keep a journal. You go to job fairs. And you can even go to hotel seminars if they're free. You can send out resumes. I mean, be proactive. Put your resume on the internet, monster.com, careers.com. Don't forget employment agencies. And employment agencies will actually advocate for you. Like if you're an older person or if you, even if you are an ex-felon, they will advocate for you. Another thing that people don't know about is that this is a treasure trove of information. Even if you have to travel, let's say 10 miles, 15 miles, 25 miles to the next town, find your civil service office. Your civil service office will have a treasure trove of information about jobs, about positions, about salary, you know, about work experience, and they'll have jobs that you qualify for and those titles you'd never even knew existed.
That's really great advice, to go to your civil service agency, wherever it is, the closest one, and
wherever
to attend those job fairs and online, sending out your resumes and going to monster.com. And now what about the family, Ronald? How do you involve and even deal with your family? You know, kids are asking for new things all the time, and you and you're low on money, and they're asking for the next great iPhone. How do you deal with that?
Well, you have to sit your family down and talk to them and actually tell them what has happened to you. You've lost your job, you don't have the money that you used to have, and you can't always buy them the things that they need. You know, I talk to people all the time. The most memorable, I talked to a lady just a few weeks ago. She lost her job, and she felt that, okay, she got a little bit of money after she lost her job. She went out and bought her son $250 sneakers, and she does not know where she's going to get her next paycheck from. Now, that was a moment that she could have sit down with her son and explain to him what has happened to her. She doesn't have the money that she has had on a regular basis, and she could not afford to buy him a pair of sneakers for $250.
I know. You know, that's crazy. People think that they almost have to apologize for their unemployment situation. And that in itself can take a toll. Now, what about taking care of number one, taking care of yourself? So here you are worrying all the time about your family and the mortgages and all of that sort of thing. You're out looking for your jobs. You're doing all of that. Meanwhile, how do you keep that blood pressure under control? How do you keep yourself in a positive attitude, Ronald?
Well, you have to do everything you can to maintain that positive mental attitude. One of the things that you do is to continue to talk to people, talk to positive people. You know, a lot of people will talk to people and they'll have friends. Oh, same stuff, different day. No. You avoid those friends and you go with the friends who are positive.
I agree with you there.
Forward.
Because nobody likes the Debbie Downer, and you certainly don't want to be going out looking for a job as that down person, because nobody wants to hire that person who's all depressed. The book is called How to Cope with Unemployment, Find a Job in Any Economy and Save Money by Ronald Henderson. You've heard some great advice here on how to deal with your emotions while you're unemployed, and some of the great tips of ways out there to get a job. Your civil service agency, that's a great idea. So keep going, because this is the way that you'll rise above and find your job. You're listening to Radio MD, anytime on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned. There's more.